Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Here in the U.S., after we buy something, it's up to us to make sure the packaging ends up in the right recycling bin or trash can. On top of that, we pay for that recycling and trash pickup through our taxes. Is there another way to share the responsibility for our waste? Will Malloy and Isha Tucker from our Possibly team are here to tell us about another option.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So how are we going to share this responsibility for our trash and recycling?
Well, there's an idea out there that the companies that make a product should be responsible for that product for its entire life.
Including after we're done with it, like making sure products and their packages are properly disposed of and recycled whenever possible.
The technical term for this is extended producer responsibility.
Why should my trash be a company's responsibility?
We talked to plastic pollution researcher and policy expert Dr. Sherry Mason to understand this idea. She told us to imagine you've bought a bottle of shampoo.
You wanted the shampoo, not the bottle that it came in, but you got that bottle, usually plastic, as a consequence of wanting the product.
Buying the shampoo means you have to buy the bottle too, so you're also paying for the cost of producing that bottle and shipping it to the store where you bought it.
And once you're done with the shampoo,
now you also have to pay to get rid of the bottle. The recycling infrastructure of the United States uses taxpayer money. It is taxpayer funded. So we are funding the waste that is associated with the plastics industry.
She says one of the problems with this system is that it doesn't give companies any incentive to cut back on wasteful packaging or make sure their products are actually recycled properly.
They're not paying for it, so it's not really their problem.
I get the idea, but how does that actually work in practice?
Extended producer responsibility is really a policy strategy, and it's gaining popularity across Europe and in Canada.
When it comes to packaging, it's not super widespread here in the United States as of now, but 7 states have laws on the books, and a number of others are considering legislation in 2026.
These types of laws can work in 2 different ways.
One approach is to charge companies fees or fines when they make plastic products.
That money can be used to pay for and expand municipal recycling programs.
What's the other way?
Other laws influence the materials companies can use to make their products.
Maybe they have to use recycled materials or make sure their materials are recyclable.
A bill being considered in New York would require producers to gradually reduce the amount of single-use plastic packaging they use by 30%.
Do these laws affect all products?
No. As of now, they focus on things like packaging, paper products, or beverage containers, the kinds of things that can be reasonably made out of 100% recyclable materials.
Sherry says it makes sense to push companies to make this switch.
You shouldn't have to pay for the disposal of this plastic item that you never really wanted to begin with, and you already paid for. And so that should really be on the onus of the corporations that are manufacturing and putting this plastic into your life.
Extended producer responsibility shifts the pressure onto those companies to either cut back on unnecessary waste or pay the price for dealing with that waste once you're done with it.
These kinds of laws are definitely complex, but they do work in other countries. And it's a new way of thinking about how to slow down the flow of plastic in our lives.
Got it. Thanks for looking into this. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.